Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, come on, hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's enter in right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Let's give God all praise, glory, and honor in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Presence.
We thank you, Lord.
Of the Lord is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you, Father God, for your power.
Yes,
we thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our merry way. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised. We went to bed last night. We had our mind stayed on you. When we sleep and slumbered last night, you were right there, Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you for protecting us while we slept last night. You woke us up this morning, cold in our right mind. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting us. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice. We will brighten up, Father God, in every single thing that we think about that does not line up with your word. We're going to brighten up. We're going to rejoice, Father God. We're going to leap, Father God, for those things, Father God, that we know that you have already done when you said that it is finished, Father. Every single thing that is finished, Father God, we maintain it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have already obtained it. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Every single need has already been met because of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Our homes are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our families are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our children are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all of your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Where we work at, Father God, our workplace is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our finances are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our bodies is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single tissue, every single organ, it functions in the function like Jesus Christ has created it to function, and that's perfectly. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you have already moved in on the inside. By our faith, Father God, we invited you in, and you live on the inside. So you give us insight on all things. You coach us through all things. You guide us in all things in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single word that you have put in our mouth. Every single word that you have put in our heart, Father God. But it is your word. It is not our word, Father God. It is your word. It's not the word of the enemy. It's not the word of Satan. It's not the word of any principalities, any powers, any rulers of darkness. But it is your word, Christ Jesus. And we thank you for your word. For your word, it covers us. And we thank you for your covering. Your word, it protects us. And we thank you for your protection in the mighty name of Jesus. When we call upon you, Christ Jesus, you are always there. For you have already charged your angels, your warring angels in heaven, to guard us, to defend us, and protect us. Then we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we all say amen. Amen. Welcome every single one to Sunday service. For this is that day, hallelujah, that God has made. And we will rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ain't nobody do it.
Hallelujah.
Like Jesus.
Ain't
nobody do it like you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Let the heavens rain down right now. The sky pour down right to the Father. Let the earth open and spring for salvation. And let righteousness spring up together right now. in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us, your children, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Amen. That the ends of the earth look unto you and be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our brothers and sisters right now. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the resurrected power that's working on the inside that we are saved with an everlasting salvation. And the Lord will always keep us safe and free from shame. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you declare the end from the beginning. We thank you. Let your counsel stay and do all your pleasure. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have said that you will answer our prayers and have set a time when you will come to save us. And we thank you that we're already saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You will appear and rebuild the country from its ruins, and we thank you. And then people will come instead of that. We thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your name that we're justified in the Lord. And we glory in his salvation. In the Lord, we have righteousness and strength, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, bless every home today, everyone that's in service today. Lord, you know every need, oh God, so we ask in Jesus' name, if we touch and agree right now, let every need be met, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone that needs a healing right now that's been waiting, Lord, how long? So, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, if there be no more delays in their healing, oh God, Lord, remove every tongue and block to their blessing and to their healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let their healing spring forth right now. If we come touching and agreeing by faith, oh God, we know that you're God and moved by faith. Well, we come with no doubt, oh God, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief right now so that we can receive the miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that joy has come this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that peace is still in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we are victorious in Christ Jesus, and we're more than conquerors in Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, move in this service right now. Your way, not our way, oh God. Your word is not our word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now over all. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. For this is our inheritance, amen, and our righteousness through Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. Thank you, Lord. We lift up our grandmother Helen this morning. We pray, oh God, that you just touch her heart and mind, oh God. Let peace overtake her right there, oh God. Let the joy that coming from you overtake her, oh Lord. Let us shout with joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we lift up our brother and family member to say, oh God, your son Antonio Washington, oh God, we lift him up for you, oh God, for he is yours, oh God. Lord, we know, oh God, there is greater work for him to do, oh God. So Lord, we pray for divine health and healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, for we know that you're God that is able, hallelujah, that you're living God, you're just God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it is done. We thank you for the testimony that's been brought, oh God, from this service in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we thank you and we love you. We put it all in your hands, Father God. Thank you. Oh Lord, we love you. We need you. Hallelujah. All day, every day, in and out, oh God. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, that does all things for sale.
Thank you.
And with the promises, I shout that in here. Let it move on. Yeah, chains are being broken right now. Strongholds are being destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, prison gates are being opened. There's a washing and a renewing in this service today. That deliverance is taking place in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You've been there long enough, God. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't let it hold you down. For the Bible says that the anointing and the strong, the yoke of abundance, be free today. Amen. For past hurt and pain and disappointment and your losses, be free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Amen. thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit,
we saw.
Somebody has lost a loved one and you're having a hard time letting go. God is saying, let go. He's giving you the peace, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We all just passing through, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hey, record almost shut down my heart. We bless your name. It is called a hit it. Reset it a full ball shut down. We thank you, Lord.
We
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Receive it. Pull on the anointing right now. Whatever you're needing, pull on it right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it shall be so. It shall be so. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And if God says so, it shall be. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we are saved.
Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To Sunday service.
Yes, welcome. Welcome every single one.
Hallelujah.
Welcome you to Sunday service.
Hallelujah.
Right there where you are.
Right there.
Whether you're in Louisiana,
yes,
or Texas.
God. Yes, God.
Whether you're in New York, Florida, Chicago. Wherever you are,
yes, Lord.
We welcome you
right now.
This morning or this afternoon.
This afternoon.
We welcome you right here.
We welcome you right here.
We thank you for inviting us into each and every one of your homes.
Jesus.
You could have been anywhere.
That's right.
But we find ourselves right here together in fellowship.
Thank you, Lord.
This is where God is at work.
Amen.
He said when we are gathered together in his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes,
and that's
Lord.
Where we are.
Thank you.
We are gathered together in his name.
In his name.
And there is power.
Power.
Yeah, power.
Amen.
It flows from body to body.
Amen.
From hand to hand.
Amen.
Mind to mind.
Mind
heart to heart.
Fire.
Because God is right there in the middle of it all.
Yes, Lord. We thank you.
See, the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak.
My Lord.
See, we are not weak.
Jesus.
Because we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And Christ Jesus is in us.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So welcome.
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 Welcome, everyone. Yes.
We're so excited.
Yes, Lord.
Just feeling that place of gratefulness.
Hallelujah.
You know, once you decide, I'm going to follow Jesus, don't turn him back.
Yeah.
You're able to step over some things that once was in the way.
Yeah.
You have learned now because Christ is in you that you're more than a conqueror.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Those things that was hard to overcome, now you're just stepping over those things.
Amen.
Amen. With the power.
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not by night, not by might, not by your spirit, God.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to Sunday service.
Sunday.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we just want to say welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Allow the Holy Spirit to move you all. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you.
Yes.
If you're online listening today, you know, call in so we can welcome you at 845-277-9213. If you're logged on to the website at the Blog Talk, the Preacher and the Pastor, and you want to let us know that you're here with us, you can either text us here at 346-719-3349, or you can call us, and we want to welcome you personally, me and my husband. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
We were on, of course, we were on at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning, and we see that some of us are back here for 2 o'clock service.
Amen.
My husband is saying, hey, if you got full, if you need a little bit more,
come on.
Come on to 2 o'clock
service. So
they're here at the 2 o'clock. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for the movement. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God, you know, for giving us this moving faith. I like how you say the movement, because this is moving faith.
Hallelujah.
See, when you trust in God and you trust in what he told you and what he's saying to you right now, so you move in a direction.
Amen.
And that direction that you're moving is divinely guided.
Amen.
So don't be still when God speaks to you.
Yes.
Don't stay right there in that place of God, is that's what you said. No, you know that God said it because it moves you.
Hallelujah.
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 And it gives you great comfort.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say happy birthday. I'm just excited. I was looking online right before service, and one of my great aunts, in Louisiana. No, she's here in Eastern Park. She turns 94 tomorrow.
My Lord.
And you want to see the beautiful picture that my cousin posted online of her mother turning 94. I mean, she was dressed and ready. Father, my Lord, we just thank God for miracles. And I just want to share this testimony. We were on our prayer call yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so excited. Her daughter said they didn't think they were going to be able to be on our family prayer call at 10.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank God for his miracle working power. Her pacemaker has stopped working. They didn't even know it.
My Lord.
And so they had to rush her in. They had called, told them to do a test.
Mm-hmm.
And bring her in so they could go in and do a little procedure on her to get it back going.
Yeah.
But there was the power of the Holy Ghost that was working on the inside. The resurrection power of God that was working on the inside of her, keeping her going. Amen.
We didn't even know
that the pacemaker had stopped working.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What God, amen.
Yeah.
And so they were able to be on the prayer call yesterday
uh-huh.
at 10 a.m. so they didn't miss it because we all look forward to getting together as a family so that we can pray together. Amen. So we know that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen.
Yeah.
So you all, make sure that you are touching and agreeing.
Amen.
That's power in agreement. That's my testimony for today. Amen. So I'm just thanking God. Every day is a testimony day for me because I'm here. And I just thank God that every day that you go to work with my husband, that God bring you back home to us. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless everyone here today. We're going to go in for scripture. We're going to have...
What a great testimony.
Amen.
Brother Washington is always
ready. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So many great testimonies.
My Lord.
Amen.
We thank God for being on the inside.
Amen.
And we thank God, you know, for the pacemaker. But it's not the pacemaker that's keeping the heart beating. It's the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's flowing through every single fiber of your being.
Hallelujah.
That's keeping you here.
Hallelujah. Because God has a plan for you.
Amen.
So you're not going nowhere until it's your time. It ain't time yet. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. You all, I'm going to go ahead and deliver the scripture today. And then we'll have a song selection for my very own brother, Joel Washington in New York, New York. And we'll have two song selections. And Pastor Dorsey, man, will bring me the message today. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Amen.
So you have your turn to your Bibles, and 2 Corinthians will be coming out of this afternoon, chapter 9, verse 10 through 15. Amen. We just thank God, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will just bless us. God, bless the word as it go forward, Lord God. Let it take root and manifest in all that we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Oh, Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says you all in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 through 15. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. Verse 14 says, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks to be God for his indescribable gift. Amen. So just a little breakdown of what the scripture is saying. Amen. Again, there's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 through 15. Amen. Hallelujah. God gives us resources to use, you all, and invest for him. See, Apostle Paul uses this illustration of seed to explain that the resources God gives us are not to be hidden or foolishly devoured or thrown away. Instead, they should be cultivated in order to produce more crops. Amen. So when we invest what God has given us in his work, he will provide us with even more to give in his service. Amen. And Apostle Paul emphasizes here in verses 12 through 15, the spiritual rewards for those who give generously to God's work. We should not expect to become wealthy through giving. So those who receive your gifts will be helped, will praise God and will pray for you. Amen. So as you bless others, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. At this
Amen.
Time, we're going to have a song selection from our very own brother, Joel Washington. Welcome, brother Joel Washington.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I'm here to tell y'all God is good. I want you to know, Reverend Dossett, and that God sent some good news to me about your cousin, Tony. He's doing very well. I'm here to tell y'all, saints, God can answer any prayer. He can answer any prayer. He's doing very well, and they know what's wrong with him now. And believe me, I know he's going to get through it because prayer changes. I'm just so happy for him. I don't know whether he's listening or not, but I had told him I was going to sing today, and I want him to listen to him because God never makes mistakes. He's doing very well. I'm here to tell y'all, prayer changes things. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up and tell him what you want. If you sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Lord, if you sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Oh, if you sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Lord, if you need your body healed, tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. Mainline, tell him what you want. Whoa, mainline, tell him what you want. Whoa, mainline, tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up and tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you listen, Tony, call him up. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Oh, you ought to call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. God bless you, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, that was so beautiful. My Lord, my God. Jesus is on the main line,
Yes, he is.
Lord.
My Lord, my God. My
Lord,
that was great.
Call him up, call him up.
Yes.
Call him up. Keep on calling him.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. Oh, you sound so beautiful.
You sound so beautiful.
See, I can hear the anointing that's in your voice. I realized right when you were singing that you have realized what God have already done for you and what he has done for your children, what he have done for your family, because you said it all in your rejoicing. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
May God bless you and may God keep you.
My Lord, my God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
At this time, we'll have a two-song selection. It will be that for the message. Amen. Tell them what you want. Call them up and tell them what you want. Hallelujah.
came to lift up the name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going with Jesus at this time.
Yes.
Because I'm message part of service. I present to you, you all, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethics, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my loving, faithful, and handsome husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, my beautiful wife, Pastor Talanika. Well, we thank God for being here this afternoon. We thank God for every single one of you that have an ear to hear and have the eyes of understanding that's upon you. We thank each and every one of you. And thank each and every one of you for welcoming us into your home. So let's just get right here into it. You know, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for giving us this opportunity to commune with you, Father, to hear your voice, to hear your word, that we may receive it, that we may be built, that we may be edified in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that is spoken through the mouth of your prophet, through the mouth of your prophetess, Father God, that it is not our word, but it is your word, Father. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that's in our mouth, that you are every single word, and every single word that's in our heart, that it is your word, Father God, and not the words of any stranger. We pray, Father God, that every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit, every single spirit of confusion, every single spirit of doubt, every single spirit of separation and division be cast out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are not welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place to have your way. Have your way in this place. Let every single scripture that we read, Father, that was not to add to it or take away from it. But it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and all that do agree do say is amen, amen, amen again.
Amen.
So if you do have your Bibles, hallelujah, if you do have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me over here. We're going to start over here in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I want to give you a little bit of what God have given to me and Pastor Talanika this week, and also gave it to us this morning. It's a message that has been really resonating in my heart. You know, so I'm going to give it to you just like God gave it to me. And the word for today is that everything that God say, you say it. That'll be the message that I'm going to be preaching to y'all today. Everything that God say, you say it. Amen. Go with me over here to the book of Ecclesiastic. The book of Ecclesiastic. We're going to start right here at, we'll start here in the beginning at chapter 1. I want to show you something that's over here. We must understand that we as being human beings, that we have utterances that can come out of our mouth. But the utterances that come out of our mouth is something that we have learned or something that we have inherited. It is something that have already been placed on the inside. Now, I don't want to go too fast with this message here today, because I want us to really understand who we are and understand the power and authority that we possess. Because once you get an understanding of this, then you can understand, you know, what you're doing and what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. All right, over here in Ecclesiastics of chapter 1, first I want to read a little something here to you. You know, this is this book of Ecclesiastes is inspired by King Solomon, which was taken to be the most wisest man. He was a king, so he's the most wisest man that, you know, ever to live here. You know, he was very wise. And what King Solomon, what he was trying to convey over to us here in this book of Ecclesiastes is that, you know, wisdom and, you know, the riches, you know, of these things, you know, that we look for. See, there is nothing new that is under the sun. And here, right here, you know, our perspective, it says human perspective declares. We need to understand, you know, the human perspective, you know, it declares to all to be empty. You know, power and population and prestige and pleasures, none of these can fill that space, you know, that God's space, that void that's in man. None of this can fill it. You know, we have that meaning and that purpose, you know, for our life to be fulfilled in the goodness, you know, in the joyful, in the fear of God, and in his commandments. Over here in chapter 1, we're going to start right here in chapter 1. I want to read something to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9. And I'm going to read this from the New King James Living Version of the Bible. Whatever version of the Bible, whatever Bible that you have, is all right. You know, it's just maybe one word, maybe translated. But I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. Verses 9 reads that which has been will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. So because of that, because of what this right here scripture is saying, is that there is nothing new under the sun. See, this relates to us as being a person all the way around, all in us and all through us. We need to understand that every single thing that you think, every single thing that you say, we have to understand that it has already been said, and you are saying it because of what you have heard. Now, this don't necessarily mean that someone in this world right now that's living in this world is speaking this to you, but someone that have already been here before, that have already been, definitely has a power or an authority to speak through you. You have to understand, as being a human being, that every single thing that you say is influenced by one of two kingdoms. It's going to be influenced by the kingdom of God, or it's going to be influenced by the kingdom of Satan. Amen. So let's understand that there is nothing new that's under the sun. There is no, how do you say that? There is no new thing that you have seen. There is no sickness or no diseases that have not already been recognized and have already been taken care of underneath the sun that we're living upon underneath. There's nothing in this world that's happening right now that have not already happened before. So you have to realize this, because when you do realize this, see, now your mind can go to a place of where it's focused in, or where it's focused on somebody or something. Is the words or all the words that's coming out of your thinker, and all the words that's coming out of your thinker, is it influenced by the kingdom of God, or is it influenced by the kingdom of Satan? Jesus. See, we need to understand this. We need to understand this. You have to be in a very sound place of understanding who you are, because who you are will definitely determine what you say, and what you say is going to come from a place. To be in Christ, this means that you are in agreement. You are in agreement that you have invited him into your life, to be your coach, to be your instructor, to be your guide, to be your insight, of those things that you may not know plainly or understand, but you will know these things. You will be able to know these things about you, and you'll be able to know these things about others, because there is nothing new under the sun. Somebody is always speaking through you. Because we can be able to speak words. See, I'm speaking words right now that you understand. But the only way that I can understand these words, somebody had to teach me these words. See, these words have to be spoken through me, and I have to speak them to you, and you have to understand what it is that I'm saying. So why is this? Why is this? Well, everyone that's in Christ, you have to realize that there is something for you to do. There is work for you to do. And there is evidence that you are in Christ because of your faith in Jesus Christ, which moves you in a direction, and that he speaks through you. This evidence that you are in Christ, it leads you because you speak in the Holy Spirit, or you speak or influenced by the Holy Spirit. Now, every single thing that we say, we have to be able to look it up. We have to be able to back it up in Scripture, because I'm not going to tell you something that just is going to come from me, because I don't want you just to follow me or just to believe in me. I want you to believe in Christ. I want you to believe in the Word of God. I want you to believe in the written Word of God, because every single thing that comes out of my mouth is going to be influenced by a kingdom. It's either going to be influenced by the kingdom of God. It's going to be influenced by the kingdom of Satan. So I want you to look at this over here in the King James. What I just said right now to you, I want to show you this over here in the King James Version of the Bible, over here in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verses 16. Now, this is Jesus speaking here to his disciples. See, this was the place right after this supper. Jesus had gave them a commandment. Jesus had told his disciples that he was going to have to leave them for a little while. But before he told them that he was going to leave them for a little while, he gave them a commandment. He told them to love one another just as I have loved you. So here it is over here, John chapter 14 and verses 16. It reads right here, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." I'm going to read 17. 17 says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seen him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and shall be with you." Now, if you don't understand that, sometimes, you know, we read the Word of God, and we will get Scripture, and we'll be fixing on the Scripture, but we do not have a clear understanding. See, every single thing that God says, see, this was Jesus Christ, which is God, that was speaking, and he was telling his disciples, you know, what was to come. He was telling them what was to come when he had to leave them for a little while. So everything that God says, this is for you to say, and it was for them to say. I want to read that same Scripture, but I want to read it out of the New Living Translation, because I want you to understand this. So we're not going to go too far ahead. We're not going to get too cute with this thing. Let me just read this out of the New Living Translation. 16 says right here in John chapter 14 and 16, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you." 17 says, "He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all things. The world cannot receive him, but it isn't looking for him or does not recognize him, but you know him because he lives with you now, and later he will be with you." Understand that every single thing that you say, it has to come from a place of, how do you look at it? Are you saying things? Are you saying it out of love? Are you saying things, you know, out of how you understand it, or from your own perspective, or from the worldly philosophies and the worldly principles? What are you saying to one another? You have to understand that when you be in the presence of people, you have to understand that people are divinely guided to you. I'm talking to us that are in Christ. I'm also talking to us that are not in Christ. See, people are divinely guided to you. And the reason why people are divinely to you, those of us that are in Christ, because you have the word of God that lives on the inside. You have already Amen. Been baptized by water. You have already been baptized by the Holy Spirit. So in that Amen. Same time when you was baptized by water and you waited there to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, that means this comforter, according to the scripture, have moved in on the inside of you. And because this Amen. Comforter, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Amen. Ghost, have moved in on the inside, when you find yourself that's in the presence of somebody, and every single time that you open up your mouth, you're either going to say something that's going to be leaning on God, or you're going to say something that's going to be leaning on self or leaning on the world. So what is it all you're saying to one another? Every single thing that God says is the very thing that you should be saying. Your conversation Amen. Should be advocated by the Holy Spirit. Your conversation should be advocated by the Spirit of God. It should be advocated by the Word of God. Every single Amen. Thing that you say should have love in it. It should be about love, and it should be already directed back to love, which is the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 5 and verses 16. It tells us over here in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, because this was Jesus speaking. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. How many people know that when you are in Christ, that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you? That means that a little bit of heaven or a lot of bit of heaven lives on the inside of you as well. Open up your mouth and when you speak with somebody and you speak these heavenly things, the word of God should be on your tongue. The word of God should be in your mouth. See, when somebody Amen. Tells you that you're sick, you should have the word of God that's in your heart. The word of God should Amen. Be on your mind, and it should come out of your mouth, and you should say what God said about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can tell me Hallelujah. That I'm sick, and even though it might look like there's something that's going on with my body right now, it may look like Amen. There's something that's going on the inside. But when I speak the word Amen. Of God, when I say, you say that I'm sick, but God said that by his stripes that I am healed. See, because Amen. I believe in what God said, and I do not lean on what man said, so you can't tell me that I'm sick. It don't matter what it looks like. So I'm going to tell you that I'm not sick. I'm going to tell you that I'm healed.
Amen.
Because I got the kingdom of God that lives on the inside. And every single thing that I say, I'm referring back to the word of God. Proverbs Amen. Chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6 says, it says that, let not... Proverbs chapter 5 and 6, it says, you believe in God, so also believe in me. And we thank you, Father God. So let me back it up a little bit. Let's go over here. Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6, excuse me, y'all. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he will direct your path. See, every now and again, see, the kingdom of Satan, he'll try to block you. He'll try to influence what you say. But see, right here in this moment right now, see, I might have mixed it up a little bit. But see, I got the word of God that's right here in front of me. And I know how to go right here to the word of God and say what the word of God said. See, we can always get into that place of self, and we can say something and say, and somebody can say, that ain't what God said. That ain't what that word said. So you keep this word right in front of you. See, every single thing that God said, then you go back and say it. And even if you say Amen. Something that it may not line up with what God said, you should have that written word of God that's right here with you so you can read it and what you can tell somebody. Because we're not going to be influenced. We're not going to be beat down. We're not going to be saying these things that's influenced by principalities and influenced by powers or rulers that are in spiritual darkness. Go over here with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How many of you know that even Satan knows what the word of God says. But the minute that you get into that place, if you try to add to the word or you try to take away the word, see, Satan knows that any single thing that you add to what God said is going to contaminate it. And we should not be in that place of having contaminated faith. You should have the word of God that's on the inside of you. The word of God should be in your hand. The word of God should be in your mouth. Every single thing that God says, you should say it. It says to put on the whole armor of God. 12 says, for we wrestle against, not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against power. We wrestle against rulers of darkness of this world, and we wrestle against spiritual wickedness that's in high places. Don't you realize that Satan's kingdom is always trying to interfere with God's kingdom? See, every single body that's in Christ, you are part of God's kingdom. But you also have to realize that there are principalities and there are powers that's in this world, and these principalities and these powers in this world have already been put in place by Satan and Satan's agents to destroy you, to turn you away from this, turn you away from God, and have you looking at it like the world say. And they are called principalities. These are demons that's in this world. They call powers. These are demons that's in this world. It's called spiritual wickedness. We are the demons that's in this world. It's called rulers that are in high places, which are demons that are in this world. And they are part of an organized kingdom that comes from Satan. But God says, put on the whole armor of God every single day. That means that every single day that you should read the word of God and you should put it on. That means every single day that you read it, that it should be in your mouth, it should be in your heart. Because somebody's going to come up to you every single day that's going to say something that's not influenced by the kingdom of God. But for every single thing that is said that not from the kingdom of God, you have the word of God. You have the armor of God. And this armor of God that you have, it should come out of your mouth, and it wars against any devil, any demon, any spiritual witchiness, anybody that's in high places, it wars against them. Hallelujah. We should know this every single day. I want to read over here what 18 says in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, praying always in all prayers and supplication in the spirit and watching until there, and watching until the perseverance and supplication of all the saints. How many know that when Christ is on the inside of you, you should be praying daily? You should be praying with me right now. You should not be sitting up here just looking to see if Pastor going to do it right. See, you are in the spirit. You shall be praying in the spirit every single time that we come together. You should be praying in the spirit. You should be making utterance. Every single thing that you think, every single supplication that you have on the inside should be referred back to God. See, I can get up here and I can tell you what thus said the Lord, but you have to know God for yourself. I can tell you what the word say. This word can come out of me. But you have to know what the word say too. Because every single thing that the word of God says, that's what it is that I'm going to say. And if I mess it up, then you should tell me, well, hey, brother, I'm praying with you right now that God help you. Holy Spirit, help him right now. Help him right now to deliver that word to the people that's over here on the East Coast. Help him to deliver that word to the people that's on the West Coast. Help him to deliver that word to the ones that are in South, to those ones that are in need. You should be praying in the Holy Spirit. You're in Christ, so the Holy Spirit, which is God on the inside, should be making intercessions right now. Hallelujah. That's the reason why Jesus Christ had died for us already. He died for us, and he went to hell for us, and he rose again, and he sits in honor because he is the Most High. You need to understand that every single time that we go to the throne of grace and we're praying, what we're saying to God, it was God that already said in us. That's the reason why we pray in the spirit. That's the reason why we have the Holy Ghost and we pray in a tongue that may not be known. That's the reason why we pray. Because it is God that's interceding on the inside of you that's praying to God. There's some things that you don't know about that's going on right now. But when you pray in the spirit, you will know things. Because God, he's already living on the inside because he is your coach. So you said that earlier.
Amen.
See, God, I invite you to live on the inside. To be my coach, to be my instructor, to be my guide, and to be my protector. So you can pray about things that you don't know about because of Jesus Christ who's living on the inside of you. And we thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything that God said, you say it. Because
Amen.
You have been called into this glorious faith, into this glorious place of inheritance. It is not enough just for you to be born again. That's not
Amen.
Enough. Now, that might be enough for those who just want to stay the same. Your spirit become perfect. But you have to realize that while you're living, that you will be attacked. Jesus
Amen.
Told this, that you
Jesus.
Will be attacked. You
Jesus.
Will face persecution because of
Jesus.
Him. That's the reason why you face things in your life, is because you made a decision to enter into the body of Christ. You entered into the fold. Hallelujah. So that means that these
Amen.
Two kingdoms that we were talking about earlier, they always on a war against itself. These spiritual wickedness and these people that are in high places that are praying things over you. Or let's say it like
Jesus.
This, they are saying things over you right now. See, there are people right now that are saying things about you. They're saying things about me, and they're saying things about
Jesus.
You right now. Because they're already seeking out to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy you. And you do it by the mouth.
Jesus.
See, the word of God tells us that life or death is spoken by the tongue. So that means that somebody, that means that a person or a spirit that has a body can open up their mouth and speak a curse over your life. Jesus told us that we are blessed. And because he told us that we are blessed, that means he has given us the ministry, or he has given us the power and authority to bless others. So you need to
Amen.
Be saying what God said. Don't find yourself
Amen.
In the place where you're gossiping about the things of this world. Don't be fixed in
Jesus.
On, you know, these old worldly things. Because when you become fixed in on these old worldly things, you're not concentrating on the godly things, which is the gospel of grace, the gospel
Amen.
Of truth. So you're not
Amen.
Focusing in on that. You're not referencing nothing back to God. See, I can tell you something right now, and it's going to cause you to feel a certain type of way. And when you feel a certain type of way, it's going to go in more, it's going to go in one or two directions. It's going to go into a positive direction, or it's going to go into a negative direction. Now realize this. Anything that I say to you and it goes into a positive direction, then that means that you're going to receive it by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But any single thing
Hallelujah.
That I say to you that causes you to fear, hallelujah, that means that I said something to you that is negative. And that thing that I say to you is negative, it ain't got in on the inside. And anything that is fear is not of God. That means that you're going right there to that place of self-preservation. You're going right there into the hands of Satan. You're giving Satan power to move in on the inside. This is the reason
Amen.
Why sicknesses and diseases move in on the inside, and then it begins to grow. Because you thought about it first. It was suggested to you, and then when it was suggested to you, you had went on and received it. Hallelujah. Receive the word
Amen.
Of God. Let me say something to you that's going to be influenced by the kingdom of God. And every single word that I say to you that's influenced by the kingdom of God, it should cause you to be in that place of peace. It should cause you to be in that place of comfort. It should cause you to be in that place of love. It should be influenced by kindness and gentleness and every single thing that comes from the fruits of the Spirit. Because I represent
Amen.
Christ, and you represent Christ as well. And because you represent Christ, you should be a producer of his fruit. Hallelujah. In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus,
yes,
keep
Lord.
Your conversations pure. Keep your mind focused in on the supernatural thing. And the supernatural thing is the word of God. The supernatural thing is allowing God to flow through you. Keep your mind in that place and not on these things or a natural thing. See, this ain't our final place. See, we're inside of these bodies, but you have to realize that when you became in Christ, that there's another body that's for you, a glorified body. Hallelujah. See, we shouldn't be making this right here place in our mind to be our final destination, because you have a destination that's already for you. See, one day you're going to come outside of these old bodies. And when you come outside of these old bodies, you're going to go to a place. But that place that you should be desiring to go to is into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't have yourself
Amen.
In that place where you're already fixed in on, I ain't right, I ain't did right, and I've been living wrong, so I already know where it is that I'm going. Hallelujah. That shouldn't be the desires
Amen.
Of your heart. That shouldn't be the thoughts of your mind. The word of God tells us over here that let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Whose sight it should be acceptable in? It should be acceptable in the sight of God. And the way to be acceptable in the sight of God is through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So every single thing that God says is the very thing that you should say. Believers know what to say because God has already said it. It has already been prophesied. So you'll find yourself in a place, saints, where you'll be in the presence of a brother or you'll be in the presence of a sister, somebody that's in Christ or somebody that's not in Christ. But because you woke up this morning and you gave God thanks and you gave him glory and you got into the word and you started praying in the spirit, you need to realize that something is going to happen when you be into the presence of somebody that may be a little bit weak. They may be without. You begin to prophesy to them. And the reason why you begin to prophesy to them, because the very thing that you read this morning, it got in on the inside, and it took root. And when you open up your mouth, it's going to produce like fruit, and you're going to give it over to those ones that are in need. That's your work. That's the will of God for your life. That's why you should say what God say in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every single thing that was spoken on this evening. We thank you, Father God, that you have already blessed the word that went forth. Not our words, but your words. We thank you, Father God, that every single heart, every single mind, every single need have already been met through Christ Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one that are gathered together in your name. Because every single one that are gathered together in your name, we realize that you are in the midst of it all. And because we realize that you are in the midst of it all is well, all is done. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, because you are our protector, you are our provider, and you are our way maker. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says amen. Amen again. God bless you. And may God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that chooses today, this day, to be that day that they give it all over to Jesus, that you give your life all over to Christ. You realize that there have been some things that have been spoken over you. You may have spoken them over yourself, or somebody may have spoken them over to you, and you realize that you are without Christ. So let that be today. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Will you pray the simple prayer of salvation? The most important thing that you will ever do in your life as a human being. And that's being born again. Hallelujah. Will you press one? It's a simple, a very simple prayer of salvation that seals you. Hallelujah. Anybody that's maybe partial or separated, this is the opportunity for you to be whole. To be whole, I mean every single thing in your life, be whole. Your body to be whole. Your mind to be whole. Will you press one today? Will you accept Jesus Christ into your life today? There might be one that have fell out of grace. You have came out of fellowship. You was on fire for the Lord, but now here it is, the world, the principality, his powers, and being fixated on these things, they have caused you to slip back or to go backwards. Hallelujah. We serve a forgiving God and a merciful God. And while you still have time, hallelujah, you can come today. Will you come today for prayer? Hallelujah. Will you come today to be back into that place? Or will you trust in God and not trust in this world or trust in all man or worldly things? Will you come today? If you know that it is you, will you press one? Will you come today? Hallelujah. There might be one that has an issue that's going on in you right now or going on around you right now. It may be going on with one of your loved ones or your family members, and you're in need of prayer. There may be a need of a healing, maybe a need of a deliverance in some shape, form, or fashion. Well, see, we are powerful. We're in that place of agreement. Hallelujah. Will you come into agreement with us today? We agree that you are healed. We agree that you are delivered and set free. Will you come today? Will you bring it all over to Jesus? Will you allow Pastor Talwanika and I to pray for you today? Will you come while you still have time? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There might be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. You realize that you have not been eaten. You have not been getting fed. Well, yeah. You maybe even have tried to do it all by yourself, but you find out that you're out of fellowship. You need to be in fellowship with someone. Pastor Talwanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. We're going to love on you supernaturally. Hallelujah. Like God shows us how to love. Not the way the world shows you how to love, but God shows us how to love. We're just going to love on you. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. We thank you, every single one, for your testimony. We thank every single one for your prayer. We thank every single one that are in agreement. We thank you, Father God, that you have already done it. With all your words said in Psalms 27 and 1, that Lord, you are our light and you are our salvation. So because, Father God, that you are our light and you are our salvation, we're going to shine like lights. Because you have given us that power and that authority to shine in this world and into the life of others. We thank you, Father, for your strength. Your word says in Philippians 4 and 13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So we decree and we declare that we can do all things in Christ. We can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. And we find great joy because we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus. We plead your blood over every single one, every single body, Father, every single a member of your body, every single one that's a part of the fold, and every single one that's not a part of the fold. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, because it's already won and it's already done. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And may all do say amen.
Amen. Father God, we say thank you. For we know there's one today that is needing a prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to thank God for his goodness right now. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, love, and provision. Lord, all that your ministers for, our Lord, we ask that you pour back into him great and mighty, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. Lord.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
If there is one today in your needed prayer, we want to pray for you and with you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, press one. We're going to wait for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. At this time, you all will receive the prize and offering. Bless God and bless those that will be able to go today. Those that purpose the heart to say that God will restore your stewardship through his name. Hallelujah. We can go over to Pastor Chantel to Cash App or Dale 346-719-3349.
Hallelujah.
I do ask that you all be mindful of causing division in your home or in someone else's home. Let's keep united. Amen. She's holding your ties and offering this time. We thank you, Father God, one more time. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift cometh from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion. For there is nothing we can give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father. And we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we decree the fact that they all that sow, that they sow into good ground, and that they will reap a harvest of plenty. That there will be no lack in their giving on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Our announcements today are as follows. April 11, 2021. Again, may God bless all here in service and everyone that has an attendance on today, every guest. Amen. Our announcements as follows. You all, Gospel Public Ministry, Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey and Taiwanese Manning. Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our prayer number is 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510. Come believing so that you can receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On Wednesday night, we have our Bible study here on our church line, the 845-277-9213. Again, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible studies on Wednesday night. If you miss our Bible studies, they are archived so that you can go back and be able to get the talk, the preach word, or the taught word on Wednesday nights. Amen. Join us. It's absolutely wonderful and food for the soul.
Yes.
Thursdays, we have our midweek service, you all, which is preached by my husband and myself. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time, we have our led preachings at 12 o'clock to 12:30. Amen. So join us here at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sunday, we have two services. We have our morning service at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and our 2 p.m. service as we have it today here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Our special event is the Shout, which runs Monday through Thursday. Come and be refueled by the Shout at 6 p.m. in the evening, 7 p.m.
Yes.
If you're in New York or New Jersey, so it's Central Standard Time. At 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And then we have, in May, we have our Harvest Time Intercessory Prayer. We'll be praying May 1st through May 31st at 12 midnight. Join us at 732-434-2510. We're trusting God for a breakthrough miracle. Amen. Reaping the harvest of God's goodness and excellence in our lives. Amen. For we are co-heirs to the kingdom. Yeah. So come receive the benefits of God as available to all that believe. We just thank God for everyone here in service. Happy birthday to everyone that's born in the month of April. April babies, happy birthday. God bless you. And anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, we celebrate you. Amen. Our brother and sister Henderson celebrating their third year anniversary. God bless you. May God continue to bless your marriage. May he increase you in peace, joy, and happiness, and togetherness. May you lack nothing of good. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank everyone here today once again for being with us in Sunday service. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us. And my husband and I, we thank you here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. I know I got a lot out of Sunday service on today. May you too speak the word of God and not the word of the world. Amen. We bless you here at the Gospel Public to prosper. We bless you to be able to do all that God intended for you to do, amen, and to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others, amen, and for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven, amen. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. This time we have our benediction for Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. I want to join in with my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika, and thanking every single one of y'all for coming to service, coming to Sunday service.
Amen.
Thank every single one of y'all for your prayers. I do pray that you did get a little bit of something out of that. I know God really has been putting it on Pastor Tawanika and I, put it on our heart to deliver the word to y'all just like he give it. See, we can always add to it, but to give it just like I tell it to you. That's what you say. Amen. I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless each and every one of you. Remember, God loves you. Satan is defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see you, Grandmother Helen. And Aunt Boo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all have a good one. God bless you, Brother Joe. Have a good one. Hiya.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days, I'm terrible to stop breathing, yeah. to get there on a great day. But when I get